بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وبعد. Respected honored scholars, ulama, elders, beloved brothers, and those who are listening, over the airwaves. We begin by praising Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We send countless blessings, salutations upon our leader and master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his honorable companions, his household, and those who follow him. Respected friends and elders, when a person is blessed with a ni'mah, when a person is blessed with a bounty, then occasionally he values it, he appreciates it. We find that the day of Jumu'ah is such a boon and a bounty from the side of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَأَعَظَّمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْأَضَاحَ وَيَوْمِ الْفِطْرِ, that the day of Jumu'ah enjoys more rank and status in the eyes of Allah than even both the Eids. This is such a great day that Allah has given us. You know, we take it for granted. It happened, you know, every week. You know, we experience the day of Jumu'ah. So it's one of those days. The Nabi of Allah said, in the eyes of Allah, it is greater in the eyes of Allah than even both the Eids. Now, before I come to the topic, inshallah, we will try and wrap up in about half an hour, 40 minutes, inshallah. You know, I just want to leave you with some message, being a Thursday night. So I thought I share with you, as Karisap was reciting the verses of Suratul Jumu'ah, Allah put certain thoughts into the heart, so I thought I'd share that with you. Now, all of us have heard about the great scholar, Muhammad bin Hassan al-Busayri, rahimahumullah. You know, he was a great scholar, a great giant. His body had become paralyzed, and he had composed many couplets in the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one Thursday night, he decides to go and sleep, and in his sleep, he started praising the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He started praising the Nabi of Allah and he dozed off to sleep. And he had seen a vision of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to him and he took his blessed hand and he passed it over his body and instantly Allah cured him. When he gets up the next morning, he finds a shawl on the side. That is why this poem is known as Qasida Burda. And perhaps after we are done, we will request Karisab to recite some of these couplets, inshallah. So the next morning, you know, he goes to the marketplace. He meets one elderly person. That elderly person tells him that recite for me those couplets that you recited upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Imam Busayri says, well, in my life, I've recited many couplets upon the Nabi of Allah. Which one are you referring to? He says, no. Last night, whilst you were praising the Nabi of Allah, whilst the Nabi of Allah was listening to you, so was I listening to you. And then he goes, Alhamdulillahi al-munshi'i al-khalqi min adami, thumma salatu ala al-mukhtari fil qidami. Who is this Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we speak about? Open Khasa'isul Kubra. Allama Suyuti has recorded, he said the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, when he was born, such status and honor Allah had given him. If you open the entire Quran, Allah Ta'ala addresses his Nabi in the Quran nothing less than 227 times. Yet not a single place in Quran did Allah address his Nabi directly by his name. Other anbiya, وَيَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ وَقِيلَ يَا نُوحُ اقْبِلْ بِسَلَامٍ مِنَّا يَا زَكَرِيَّا إِنَّا نُبَشِّرُكَ بِغُلَامٍ يَا يَحْيَى خُذِ الْكِتَابَ بِقُوَّةٍ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. Other anbiya were addressed directly by the names. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah addressed him with honor, Allah addressed him with title to such an extent that once the Bedouins, they stand outside the house of the Nabi of Allah and some of them shouted out, Ya Muhammad, they called him directly by his name. Allah revealed the verses of Quran that لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعضا, that when I do not address my Nabi directly by his name, how can you address him directly by his name? When I do not address him directly, how can you address him directly? Who is this Nabi that we speak about? خصائص الكبرى رواية عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه, the beloved uncle of the Nabi of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, one day he calls the Nabi of Allah and he said, O Muhammad, when you were a little baby, I already knew that you had great maqam and status in the eyes of Allah. Nabi alayhi salam said, O my uncle, how did you identify with that whilst I was a little child? He says, you were lying in your crib and your cradle. One night I had seen in whichever direction your finger pointed, the moon moved in that direction. وَكَانَ الْقَمْرُ يُحَاقِينِ وَيُلَاغِينِ وَيَمْنَعُنِي مِنَ الْبُكَاءِ. He says, O my nephew, for other children when they cry, toys are given to them to keep them quiet. For you, Allah used the moon to entertain you. 10 names Allah had given him. 10 names. Ana Muhammad, wa Ahmad, wa Mahi, wa Aqib, wa Hashir, wa Fatih, wa Khatim, wa Abu al-Qasim, wa Taha, wa Yasin. I am Muhammad, the one who is praised excessively. Wa Ahmad, the one who will praise Allah excessively on the day of Qiyamah. You know, Ihtisham al-Haq Tanvi, when he speaks about the names of the Nabi of Allah, what does he say? Arsh bari par mera naam Ahmad hai, aur farsh zameen par mera naam Muhammad hai. On the heavens, my name is Ahmad. On the earth, my name is Muhammad. Muhammad ki amad sirajam munira. Fasallu alayhi kathiran kathira. Muhammad hi naam or Muhammad hi kam. Alayhi salat wa alayhi salam. Mahi, the one who destroyed disbelief. Wa aqib, the one who came last. Wa hashir, the one who will be raised first. Wa fatih, he says, Nubuwat began upon me. One day somebody had asked him, the riwayat of Bukhari, when were you the Nabi of Allah? What did he say? Kuntu nabiyan wa Adam munjadilun bayn al-ma'i wa teen. Adam alayhi salam's mold had not been made, and already I was the Nabi of Allah. He was the seal of all prophethood. Qasim was the name of his son. Taha wa Yasin, Allah and his Nabi know best what it means. Such maqam and status Allah had given this Nabi, that he was not only the Nabi of insan. Qul ya ayyuhan nas inni rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a. Nabi of jinnat, wa issarafna ilayka nafaram min al jinn. Ali bin Abi Talib says, I walked with the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We did not pass any tree, any stone, any sand heap. It looked at the Nabi of Allah and it addressed him and said, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. That may the peace and salutations be upon you, O the Nabi of Allah. So hence the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on the day of Jumu'ah, amongst the many other things you ought to be doing, أَكْثِرُوا عَلَيَّ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ فِي. That increase your recitation of salutations upon me. Why? فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ مَعْرُوضَةٌ عَلَيَّ. Verily your salutations will be presented before me. One Sahabi came to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, O Nabi of Allah, how much of salutations should I devote towards you? Nabi alayhi salam said, Ma shi'ta, whatever you are comfortable with. He said, O Nabi of Allah, al-rub'. If I devote quarter of my time, Nabi alayhi salam said, Ma shi'ta fa in zitta fa huwa khayrun lak. The more you send, the more it would benefit you. He said, O Nabi of Allah, nisf. I will devote half of my time. Nabi alayhi salam said, it is your prerogative. He said, O Nabi of Allah, I give you my word. From today till the day I die, every moment that I have, I will devote that time towards sending salutations upon you. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you do that, I give you my word, Allah will pardon your sins and Allah will grant you complete and perfect forgiveness. So this is the solution that Allah's Nabi has given us. So being the blessed day of Jumu'ah, you know, there are certain things that we ought to do. You know, on the day of Jumu'ah, we heard the last few verses of Surah Kahf. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has advised us, you know, on the day of Jumu'ah, read Surah Kahf. If not the entire surah, at least the first 10 verses or the last 10 verses, you know, of Surah Kahf, number one. Number two, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on the day of Jumu'ah, you need to take ghusl, ka ikhtisal min al janaba. This is what the scholars have written, like you are coming out of the state of janaba. Take a proper ghusl on a Friday. Wa massa min tibin in kana lahu. Apply fragrance to your body. Apply itar to your body. Nabi alayhi salam said, wa labisa min ahsani thiyabi. Make it a point of wearing the best clothing that you own. The hadith of Abu Dawood says, "Ma ala ahadikum law ishtara thawbayni siwa thawbay mihnatihi." That have a special garment and say, "This is my Friday kurta." You know, on the day of Eid, we all know what happens. You know, families take off, you take off from work, families get together, you have the Eid lunch, you have Eid breakfast, you have Eid dinner, the entire family gets together. What happens on the day of Jumu'ah? The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he says that on the day of Jumu'ah, like I told you, wear the best clothing that you own. Apply itar to the body. Come early for the Jummah Salah. Come early for the Jummah Salah. Sit as close as possible to the Imam. Listen to the khutbah attentively. What did the Nabi of Allah say? On the day of Qiyamah, people will be graded and granted closeness and proximity to the Almighty Allah in relation to the early arrival for the Jummah Salah. So the earlier you come, I mean, when there's a soccer match, we all know what happens. You know, you want the VIP seat. You know, you want the best view. When it comes to the day of Jumu'ah, you know, we walk in last and we walk out first. You know, who knows? What did the Nabi of Allah say? That tell people to stop treating the day of Jumu'ah lightly. Otherwise, Allah will put a seal upon your hearts and you will want to reform. Allah will deprive you of reformation. And yet again, subhanallah, you know, when we study these narrations, what did the Nabi of Allah say? مَن مَاتَ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةَ أَوْ لَيْلَةَ الْجُمُعَةَ. That person who passes away on a Thursday night or on a Friday, for such a person, كَتَبَ لَهُ أَجْرَ شَهِيدٍ. For such a person is the reward of a martyr. Such a person, there is no questioning for him in the qabr, straight to Jannah. I mean, there are so many people that we know, you know, who made it a point. You know, every day, you know, they used to send so much of salutations upon the Nabi of Allah. So what did the Nabi of Allah teach us? I mean, on a Friday, you know, the bare minimum, you jump into the car, you're commuting from your home, you're taking the kids to school, you're driving to your workplace, instead of listening to the radio, instead of playing on the cell phone, you know, devote that time towards sending salutations upon the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that at least this much, you know, we can pass away on the day of Jumu'ah. You know, we can pass away on a Friday. So when we study the day of Jumu'ah, you know, there are multitudes of ahadith of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did the Nabi of Allah say? On the day of Jumu'ah, Allah has appointed malaika who stand at the entrances of the masajid. And the person who enters the masjid first will get the reward as though he had given a camel on the name of Allah. The one who enters the masjid second will get the reward as though he had given a cow. A person who enters the masjid third will get the reward as though he had given a sheep, and then a chicken, and then an egg. And the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَإِذَا جَلَسَ الْإِمَامِ. When the Imam sits on the mimbar, تُوِيَتِ الصُّحُوفِ. The books have now been shut. The books have now been shut, and the malaika listen to the khutbah attentively. The malaika listen to the khutbah attentively. You know, one day the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was delivering the khutbah. So Ubay ibn Ka'b, ghaliban, you know, he was sitting, and next to him there was another sahabi. So this sahabi asked him that mata unzilat hazihi surah, that this surah that the Nabi of Allah is reciting in the khutbah, when was the surah revealed? So Ubay ibn Ka'b tells the sahabi that, you know what, just remain silent. You know, listen to the khutbah attentively. So after the Jummah Salah, the sahabi tells Ubay ibn Ka'b, you know, you have become like the Grand Mufti. You know, you're telling me to remain silent. I ask you a question and you told me keep quiet. So he goes to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did the Nabi of Allah say? When the khutbah is given, listen to the khutbah attentively. Listen to the khutbah attentively. So the Nabi of Allah says, come early for the Jummah Salah. Sit as close as possible to the Imam. You know, recite abundance of salutations upon the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So respected friends and elders, the Nabi of Allah, what a Nabi Allah has given you and I. Like I said, he was not only the Nabi of Insan, not only the Nabi of Jinnat, Nabi of even the animals Allah had made him. One day the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, is walking. And there was a person who comes to the Nabi of Allah. And in his hand, he had a dhab. The English equivalent is a squid or a lizard. This person tells the Nabi of Allah that I'm prepared to accept Islam on condition that this dead animal testifies to your nubuwah. Nabi alayhi salam looked at this animal. The hadith appears in Khasa'is al-Kubra in a second volume. A dead animal. Nabi alayhi salam looked at this animal and he said, Ya dhab, O squid, O lizard. Allah had given the dead animal the power of speech. It looks at the Nabi of Allah. Sa'adayk ya zayna man wafa yawm al-qiyamah. This is my sa'adat. This is my distinction. And this dead animal addresses the Nabi of Allah. That e qiyamat ke din ke zinat. Oh, the beauty of the day of qiyamah. Nabi alayhi salam looked at this animal, man ta'bud, who do you worship? A dead animal. Allah Ta'ala gives it the power of speech. It replies, man fis sama'i arshu, wa fil ardi sultanu, wa fil bahri sabilu, wa fil jannati rahmatu, wa fil nari iqabu. I worship that being whose throne is on the heavens, whose sultanate and kingdom is on the earth, whose road is on the sea, whose mercy is Jannah, whose punishment is the fire of Jahannam. Nabi alayhi salam asked the animal a third question, that tell me, man ana, who am I? The animal replies, anta rasulu rabbil alameen, wa khataman nabiyyin, qad aflaha man saddaqak, wa qad khaba man kadhabak. You are the Rasul of Rabbul Alameen. You are the seal of all prophethood. Those who obey you, they would be successful. Those who deviate from your way, they would be unsuccessful. And this is the solution that the Ummah is searching for today in turbulent times. We need to go back to the seerah. Study the life of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I swear by the Almighty Allah, you know, the impact that this will have on the broader world. Safwan bin Umayyah, you know, one day the Nabi of Allah is walking in the valley of Makkah and he's herding a flock of goats and sheep. And Safwan bin Umayyah, he looks at this and he's totally impressed. Nabi alayhi salam looked at him. He said, do you like what you see? He said, I love what I see. You know, somebody is driving a smart car. And, you know, as the man is trying to go close to the car, what you tell him? Hey, listen, don't touch my car. That's the closest you can get, let alone sitting in the car. Don't even touch the car. Nabi alayhi salam looked at him. You like what you see? He said, I love what I see. Nabi alayhi salam says, don't just love it, you can have it. He gives him the entire flock of goats and sheep. The Safwan bin Umayyah, he goes back to his people and he says, Ya qawm, aslimu fa wallahi inna Muhammad la yu'ati ata'an. He said, oh my people, go and embrace Islam. I promise you this man Muhammad has not come to take away your money, he has come to give you money. Scholars have written that entire tribe, they present themselves to the Nabi of Allah. How many of them? Scholars have written 2,500 approximately accepted Islam one go in front of the Nabi of Allah. It is the character. You know, if you open Tabrani, there's an amazing narration recorded in Tabrani. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he comes out of the home of one of his honorable wives. And with him was Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the great giant. You know, I was just thinking about it. You know, Ali bin Abi Talib was a master. You know, the intelligence that Allah had given him. You know, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, I spoke about it the other day as well. You know, that there is the sinister motive, a hidden agenda, you know, to drive people away from the, you know, from the madhahib. Wallahi, when a person lives his life in conformity with the sunnah, then even the inanimate objects would turn in your favor. You know, Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, one night he sees a vision and a dream. It was the time of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda. And Nabi alayhi salam had passed away. And in this dream, Ali bin Abi Talib sees it is the time of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is the time of Fajr. As he approaches the masjid, Masjid al-Nabawi, there was an elderly woman sitting with a tray of dates. And she takes this tray of dates and she gives it to Ali bin Abi Talib. And she says that take this tray of dates and present it to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And tell him to distribute these dates amongst his companions. So the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is in the dream, in the vision. He takes this tray of dates and he takes one date and he places it into the mouth of Ali bin Abi Talib. Such sweetness he experiences. He looks at the Nabi of Allah and he said, Zidni ya Rasulallah. O Nabi of Allah, give me another one. As the Nabi of Allah said that, Ali ibn Abi Talib opens his eyes and he realizes that he was dreaming. It was the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda. So he proceeds for the Salatul Fajr. As he approaches Masjid al-Nabawi, that same woman that he had seen in his dream, that same woman is sitting outside the masjid with a tray laden with dates. And she tells Ali ibn Abi Talib that take this tray of dates and give it to Amirul Mu'mineen Umar bin Khattab and tell him to distribute these dates amongst his companions. So after the Salatul Fajr, Ali bin Abi Talib, he comes to the masjid, to the front, and he presents it to Amirul Mu'mineen. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he took one date and he placed it into the mouth of Ali bin Abi Talib. That same sweetness that he experienced in his dream, he's experiencing the same sweetness now. So Ali bin Abi Talib looks at Umar bin Khattab and he said, Zidni ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, give me another one. Umar radiallahu ta'ala looked at him and he said, Law zadaka al-Habib lazidtuka. And he smiled and he said, if my Nabi had given you another date in your dream, I would have given you another date now. Ittaqu firasat al-Mu'min. فَإِنَّهُ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. When a person imbibes within his life the sunnah, then he looks with the noor of Allah. He looks with the noor of Allah. Coming back to this incident of Tabrani. So as the Nabi of Allah leaves one of the rooms of one of his honorable wives, with him was Ali bin Abi Talib, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Suddenly, فَأَتَاهُ رَجُلٌ عَلَى رَاحِلَتِهِ كَالْبَدَوِي. There was a Bedouin who approaches the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, O Nabi of Allah, I invited my nation to Islam. I promised them material wealth. Do you have any funds at your disposal? I could give them money and keep them in Islam. Nabi alayhi salam looked at Ali bin Abi Talib. He said, do we have any funds at our disposal? Ali bin Abi Talib says, all the funds are depleted. We've got absolutely nothing. Just then, there was a person who comes to the Nabi of Allah. And he taps the Nabi of Allah. What was his name? Zayd ibn Suhnah. He was a Jewish rabbi. And he taps the Nabi of Allah. And he said, O Muhammad, I see you are in need of money. I am prepared to loan you money for a period of time on two conditions. Number one is you pay me back on a certain date, on a certain day. What's the second condition? Don't pay me back in cash, pay me back in the form of dates. So number one, you pay me back on a certain day. And number two, you pay me back in the form of dates. Nabi alayhi salam said, deal done. He took the money from Zayd ibn Suhnah. Listen to this, my brothers. You know, we speak about the seerah. Allahu Akbar. You know, today somebody tells me something. What do you say? I will never speak to him again. What he has done is an unpardonable crime. Let us learn to forgive and forget if you want Allah to forgive us. I mean, there are so many crimes that we commit. Subhanallah. So nonetheless, the Nabi of Allah, he takes this money and he gives it to this Bedouin. And he said that take this money and distribute it with fairness and equality to your nation and keep them in Islam. Nabi alayhi salam gave him the money. And then he moved away. Ali bin Abi Talib moved on. The Zayd ibn Suhnah, you know, he walked away. Long story short, the Zayd ibn Suhnah, he said the first condition was you pay me back on a certain date. One day prior to the scheduled payment date. One day prior to the scheduled payment date. He comes to Masjid al-Nabawi and he approaches the Nabi of Allah from behind. and he grabs the Nabi of Allah from his collar. And he said, "Oh Muhammad, you Quraysh have the reputation of prolonging payments. Oh Muhammad, give me my money. You have the reputation of prolonging payments. Give me my money." The Zayd ibn Suhna, he says, "Whilst I was harshly demanding my money from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I happened to look at Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab. وَعَيْنَاهُ تَدُورَانْ كَالْفَلَقِ الْمُسْتَدِيرِ." He says the eyeballs of Umar were turning viciously. That how can you speak to the Nabi of Allah in that manner? And Umar wanted to go for him. The Nabi of Allah looks at Umar and he said, Umar, this is not how we deal with situations. You need to be more diplomatic in your approach. You need to be more composed, you know, in your demeanor. Nabi alayhi salam told Umar, you should have been more diplomatic. Because of your harshness, take this man and give him what we owe him. Not only that, give him double that which we owe him. But Umar said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, there's still one day left." Umar, because of your harshness, take this man and give him double what we owe him. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, as I was walking, this man looks at me. And he said, "Umar, do you know who am I?" So Umar radiallahu looks at him and he says, "I don't know you and I don't wish to know you. I don't know you and I don't wish to know you." A man like you raises your voice in front of the greatest man that walks on Mother Earth. So Umar radiallahu anhu, as he goes inside, he comes back and he gives him the money. The Zayd ibn Suhna, he tells Umar, "Ata'arifuni, do you know who I am?" He says, "I don't wish to know you." He said, "Umar, listen, let me tell you who I am. I am Zayd ibn Suhna. I am a Jewish rabbi. I have read all the divine scriptures. And I've read in my scripture that the final prophet that will come, I actually came to test certain qualities in Muhammad. I have studied the biography of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but I had reservations in two qualities, which I read in the previous divine scriptures. Yasbiqu hilmuhu jahla," that the final prophet, the more you incite him, the more composed he becomes. The more you provoke him, the more composed he becomes. Oh Umar, I've actually come to test those two qualities. I say without a shadow of doubt, he has passed with flying colors. Take my money. I am the wealthiest individual in Medina. Zayd ibn Suhna. Anna shatra mali sadaqatan lil Islam. Take half my wealth and give it to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I don't want 1 cent. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Friends and elders, what did it take to impress a Jewish rabbi of the beauty of Islam? It was the character of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You know, many a times you meet people who have reverted to Islam, and really, friends and elders, you and I have fallen short. You know, in giving da'wah, portraying this message of Islam. Islam, if it is good for me, it is good for everyone else. It is good for everyone else. You know, many a people that we have spoken to, that what motivated you? What inspired you to become a Muslim? Many of them have said that, "I am grateful to the Almighty Allah. I was first introduced to Islam before being introduced to Muslims. If my first introduction was via Muslims, I doubt I would have accepted the faith." You know, Abdullah bin Mubarak, he had a non-Muslim neighbor. So the neighbor puts the house on the market and he asked for an exorbitant price. People tell him in that neighborhood, "This is the market value. How do you expect to fetch that price?" He says, no. "One is the price of the house, but that person who purchases my house will have the privilege of being the neighbor of Abdullah bin Mubarak." When Abdullah bin Mubarak heard about this, he was blown away. So he comes to this person, his non-Muslim neighbor, and he said, "You know what, I'm totally blown away by the kind gesture and statement that you had uttered." So he says, "Why don't you accept Islam?" He looks at Abdullah bin Mubarak. He said, "What can I tell you? The day you moved next door, I saw your character, I became a Muslim." The day you moved next door, I saw your character, I became a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. You know, Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one day he's walking in Madinatul Munawwara. You know, there were various orchards and gardens in Madinatul Munawwara. And as he walks into this garden, the grandson of the Nabi of Allah, and he sees that there is a slave sitting on the floor, and next to him is a dog. And Hassan radiallahu looks at the slave, he's got a slice of bread in his hand. He's got a slice of bread in his hand. He takes the slice of bread, he breaks it in two, he gives half to the dog, and he had eaten the other half. Hassan was moved, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, the grandson of the Nabi of Allah. So he says, what motivated you? What inspired you? You know, you were hungry, you could have eaten the slice of bread alone. What did he say? Istahad aynaya min aynayhi an ughabinahu. He says, I had literally seen hunger in the eyes of this dog. I could not, for the sake of me, eat the slice of bread alone, knowing that there is another creation of Allah that is going hungry. Hassan was moved, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He looked at the slave and he said, tell me, who is your master? He said, Abban bin Usman. Who does this garden belong to? It belongs to my master. Hassan radiallahu ta'ala starts walking the streets of Medina. Where is this man, Abban bin Usman? He finds him in Madinatul Munawwara. He said, tell me, is that your slave in the garden? Yes. Is that your garden? Yes. How much do you want for both the slave and the garden? He said, I want an X amount. Hassan radiallahu anhu says, it's a done deal. He gives him the money and he comes to the slave and he says, I have purchased this garden from your master and I gift it to you. I have purchased you from your master and hence I liberate you. I mean, we don't realize, and this is what the teachings of Nabi alayhi salam is, you know, to do good to others. I swear by the Almighty Allah, when you do good to another man, you know, it will bring joy to your heart. You know, you give somebody a gift, you know, somebody is cold, you give him a jacket to wear, you give him a jersey, you see the man is wearing it, subhanallah, it brings joy to your heart. Allah has given us so much. My brothers, my message to you is, and I will terminate on this, is that let us inshallah go back to the seerah, go back to the sunnah of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, imbibe the character of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would leave you with one incident. In fact, there are so many incidents that cross the mind, but nonetheless, I will just leave you with this. There was one sahabi by the name of Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Imam al-Nawawi, a very prolific author, has made mention of this incident in the commentary of Muslim Sharif, the second volume. So one day he sends his slave. You know, when we study the seerah, sahaba used to come to the Nabi of Allah and used to pledge their allegiance. One was the general pledge that sahaba used to take, like the Quran says, Ya ayyuhan nabi idha ja'aka al-mu'minat yubay'anaka ala alla yushrikna billahi shay'a. That, O Nabi of Allah, we pledge allegiance, we will not steal, we will not commit zina, we will not do this, we will not do that. Accept their allegiance and seek forgiveness on behalf of them. One was the general pledge and allegiance. But when we study the narrations, there were certain sahaba who used to come to the Nabi of Allah and used to take independent pledges at the hands of the Nabi of Allah. So this sahabi, Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajali, he comes to the Nabi of Allah and he said, O Nabi of Allah, I make you my witness that lifelong I will desire good for each and every person. If it is within my ability to do good to any person, to say a good word, to make it easy for people, I will do it. So the incident I was making mention of, he sends his slave to purchase a horse. So the slave goes, he meets with the owner, they negotiate the price, they settle on 300 dirhams. He gives him the money and he comes back. Jarim Abdullah looked at the slave and he said, how much did you pay for the horse? He said, I paid 300. He said, you know what, in all human likelihood, I think the owner of the horse has undercharged, he has underpriced. My brothers, you know, you go and you buy something, what we will say, I got it at a steal. He'll say, you know what, I got it at a steal. Subhanallah. So Jarim Abdullah al-Bajali, he goes back to the owner and he said that you sold the horse to my slave. In all honesty, I think you have undercharged, you have underpriced. What do you say if I give you another 100? Let me make it 400. I mean, you're selling the item for 10 pounds and the man says, I'll give you 12 pounds. Who's going to turn it down? He said, by all means, no problem. He said, give me another 100. He gives him another 100. He said, let's make it 500. He says, you know what? I think this horse is worth much more than that. He gives him another 100. Eventually, he gives him 800 dirhams. The owner was prepared to accept 300. He gives him 500 extra. And as he comes back, he's mounted on this horse. People congratulate him. They tell him, Jarir, how much did you pay for the horse? He said, I paid 800. They tell him, you're a fool, man. You could get this very horse for 300. He said, yes, I could also get this horse for 300. But I pledged allegiance at the hands of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that lifelong I will desire good for each and every person. At this juncture, desiring good for that man was for me to give him a better price than what he had asked for. I mean, when that honesty will come into this ummah, you know, when that honesty, that sincerity will come into this ummah, whatever you do, do it for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah. Brothers, my message to you is very, very simple, that do simple things, but do it in a good way. We don't know which action that we will do will benefit us on that day when we need it the most. Inna alladhina amanu wa aminu salihat, inna la nudhi'u ajra man ahsana amala. If you paraphrase this verse of Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, your spiritual investment will definitely mature. Your spiritual investment will definitely mature. Whatever little deed you do, do it with the correct intention. Allah will benefit you, and the du'as that will come out from people's hearts will travel with your generations. There's so much more we could have made mention. We make du'a to the Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability, you know, that we can go back to the seerah, study the seerah of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make an effort to understand the message of Quran, the life of the Nabi of Allah. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability that we imbibe and infuse within our lives and within our homes the beautiful teachings of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Friends and elders, alhamdulillah, we just want to take this opportunity of thanking the board of trustees of this masjid and the imams for hosting us. Beautiful masjid, mashallah. And we have come, myself and Karisab have come all the way from South Africa. And of course, we cannot forget our brother Shakil Malji from Abdullah Aid, you know, who has been our host, mashallah, and he's gone out of his way to accommodate us and host us. Allah Ta'ala reward him, Allah Ta'ala reward and take his organization from strength to strength. Inshallah, tomorrow evening, we'll be having a program at the Pavilion Suites at 6:30. There's an organization called the Reed Foundation, you know, who are doing work in Pakistan, education, they're doing work amongst the orphans. So inshallah, we will be attending that program. A humble request, you know, to try and avail yourselves and try and attend this program. Inshallah, it would be of great, you know, great benefit, and try and support, you know, any act of nobility, different organizations that are doing noble work, let us try and support them, inshallah. We don't know what little action that we do will benefit us not only in this world, but inshallah, when we pass away and we leave this world, you know, it would be those actions, those little things that we do, you know, that will benefit us on the day of Qiyamah. You know, like the scholars have written, there's an incident that one day there were two men walking in the marketplace, you know, in a ungodly environment, in a shopping mall, and they were strangers to one another. So one told the other, let us speak about Allah. Let us speak about the greatness of Allah. So they spoke about Allah, and after they parted ways, one of them happened to pass away. The other had seen him in a vision and a dream. And he asked him that, ma fa'al Allahu bik? How did you fare before the Almighty Allah? He said, when I passed away, I was lying in my grave. When people walked away, this is what the Nabi of Allah teaches us. When people take 40 steps away, that is when the questioning starts. He said, I was made to sit up in my grave. An angel came to me and he said, ta'arifuni, do you recognize me? I said, I don't know you. He said, this angel told me that you and so on a particular day in a marketplace spoke about the greatness of the Almighty Allah. Because of that one moment of nobility, Allah has sent me to inform you that Allah has pardoned and forgiven you. And not only has Allah forgiven you, the man who accompanied you in the marketplace, although he's still alive and walking on the back of Mother Earth, Allah has also forgiven him. So we don't realize, my brothers, you know, what good deed that we do in this world will avail us on that day when we need it the most. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability.